Hey docs, welcome to the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm the host, Dr. Sharon McLaughlin. We are the premier location where women physicians learn about business so that they can have the freedom to live their best life. We have this podcast, we have a supportive community of over 9,000 women physicians, we create opportunities for each other, and we network. We have a summit twice a year, which is absolutely free. I've created a journal to take a deep dive into what you really want. Lastly, we've created a business school. It's all about community and accountability. We're going to have masterclasses, we're going to have group coaching, and we're going to have actionable steps. You'll be given a blueprint for your business. And this will launch September 2022. Come and learn from industry experts, because I truly believe that not one person knows it all. And the more people that you listen to, you'll have better ideas. We're going to have brainstorming sessions as well, but it truly is all about community and accountability. Make sure you get on the early bird pricing. That will be $500 for the full year. Yes, you heard me right, $500 for the full year. You don't need a high ticket item to learn about business. I've been through this before, I've built up other businesses, I've helped other people, and if we all come together, which I'm planning on doing, you'll see that we're going to have a ton of value at a very low cost price. On top of that, I want you to witness how this can be done. So come and join me as I build out our Female Physician Entrepreneurs Business School. You will be absolutely amazed. Hey docs, the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Group. I wanted to introduce to you Dr. Angie LeRoy. She has an extensive training in integrative as well as lifestyle, functional. I wanted her to come on because she is practicing medicine on her own terms. Dr. LeRoy, thank you so much for being here today. Tell me, as far as your journey, your training, were you in private practice, how you started this lifestyle practice, how you are now practicing on your terms, and how you built up this marketing part without using social media. We met in the Facebook group, and one of the things that I noticed was that Andrea said, I'm not on social media that much, and yet she's able to build up her practice. So this really stood out to me. Personally, I've told you guys before, I've posted and posted, but there's a strategic way of posting, and I've gotten away from just randomly posting. But it's also a really good opportunity for us to learn business-to-business marketing and just other ways of growing business rather than burning yourself out being on social media all the time. Andrea, I am honored that you're here and sharing your wisdom with us. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much there, Sharon, for having me. I'm just really honored to be here because I get so much from this community. When people ask me all the time, like, oh, what are your five favorite groups that you follow pretty closely on social media? Because I don't do a lot of social media, but this is absolutely one of them because I've just been so inspired by you, by so many other physicians who are innovating, who are creating, who are taking courageous action and steps. And so I'm just so honored to be invited to participate in this. So I did want to say that first.
Thank you. Feeling is totally mutual. Honestly, it is a group. We can't do this without each other. And we are inspired by each other, but we also lift each other up when one of us kind of feeling down, like things aren't moving as fast as they'd like them to. This is part of life.
Yes. And so I basically started my journey after training in academia. So I was at Harvard Medical School, Spalding Rehab Hospital, Mass General. I am a PM&R physician, physical medicine rehab physician. And so I was doing that along with a lot of global health work. So I helped create a rehab program in Haiti after the earthquake. I did a 50-50 split of my time between being in Haiti and Boston. That was really my first crack at being an entrepreneur, although it was an intrapreneur because I was within the academic system, but I had to learn how to manage people. I had to learn how to manage a budget. And so really, I think one of the key things that I noticed was a weakness for me. Staying in academia, although it's wonderful for so many other reasons, you're basically completely sheltered from the business of medicine. You're sheltered from the business of medicine. You get paid either a salary, you might have an RVU that you use, but unless you really aggressively seek out learning about it, it's very easy to never really go anywhere beyond that. And I always had this dream because I realized I wanted to be able to practice with more freedom. I'm a little bit on the outskirts. I'm what you call a woo-woo physician. You know, I love like integrative medicine, functional medicine, lifestyle. I incorporate a lot of that into what I do. And I do believe one of the things that inspired me to take this path is I got hospitalized for a syncopal episode when I was a resident. I fell right into the boobs of one of the nicest and oldest nurses at my hospital. I was admitted to Mass General. I spent 5 days there because there was an incidental neurologic finding, but the communication wasn't there. And I started to think that maybe I was crazy because no one was telling me anything, but they were running all these tests. And I knew the resident who was over my service. He was actually a neighbor of mine, but I just felt like I just need a hug right now. And I just wanted to see more compassion, more warmth, more kindness, because I think that's such a big part of it that within a business model sometimes can get lost. So I knew I always wanted that, and having a sick dad who full hospitalizations for CHF exacerbations, I just knew I wanted to practice in a way that was not only a win for patients, but was a win for doctors and a win for the system. And also, I have this big vision that if you create something new that makes the old model obsolete, we don't need to like put down the system we currently have in place as much as we're evolving out of it. We are all realizing it's not working for anybody. So what would be the next evolutionary step? And that's why I started this practice. I'm also a single mom, solo mother, actually. I have a 7-year-old daughter. At the time, she was 3.5 when I started my practice. And I realized that I am not in a financial position to leave my job. I had quit my job abruptly, like I'm burnt out, I'm done. They were like, are you sure you want to do this? And that was after a move to California. And I was just like, I'm done. I spent 2 years in private practice and I just felt like I wasn't feeling fulfilled in what I was doing. And so I was like, I got over the course of 2 months, I accumulated close to $60,000 in debt. And I was just like, okay, this isn't going to work either. Because if this is just 2 months, what's going to happen in a year? And I still had student loans to pay off. I still had like, you know, significant amount of debt. I come from an immigrant family. So I was like, how could I do this in a way? And I met with a woman and she was like, just start. It's going to be messy. It's going to be ugly. It's not going to be anything you want it to be right now. But just start. And for a perfectionist Virgo like myself, that is the hardest thing to do.
So much of what you're saying resonates, right? There's always a turning point. You had a syncopal episode. Your father was sick. It made you reevaluate what was going on. Being a single mom and having that much debt. Oh my goodness. And then perfectionism. It's a reason why most women physicians don't start. We're so afraid of failure, but yet we stay where we are, just doing, even though we're burnt out. This is wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. And so I realized I had been through several iterations of burnout throughout my career in academia, in global health. People would come down and visit in Haiti and want to like do a missions trip to like heal their burnout. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're going to get more burnout for being here because it's just a lot of work and a lot of need. And so I was like, how can we do this in a way where I feel taken care of, where I feel supported, where my clients and patients feel supported, and where we're uplifting and upholding not only the science of medicine, but also the art. And that's how I started. And I was fortunate enough to have a patient early on who was a serial entrepreneur, actually two of them who took me under their wings. And they're like, hey, can I offer you some feedback? You know? And I was like, oh, you know, I didn't know. And I knew nothing about other than submitting a budget for a grant. I knew nothing about how to manage a business, cash flow, how to figure out what direction to invest in. How do I grow this model? How do I scale the model? How do I measure if what I'm doing actually works? So a lot of this for me in the beginning was about confidence, but I decided I wanted to go with a micro practice. I actually went back to that job that I abruptly quit. Although I told them I can only come back and work and cover for you. So I did vacation coverage for everyone while I built my practice. And they appreciated it so much because a lot of them needed the time to take off. And I appreciated being able to have an income, but could pick and choose when I wanted to work. So then I started just with a half a day a week, a micro practice. It's very different because there's a very low overhead. I didn't have the funds to like sign a lease and get a loan and do all this stuff. So it was a half day a week. I rented space from a chiropractor. But the good thing about that is when we talk about B2B, so B2B, for those of you who don't know, just means business to business, as opposed to social media, when you're working more business to customer, you're looking at B2C, which is like the individual customer you're wanting to attract to invest in your services. So she already had a huge following of people who loved and adored her and really listened to her. And they were like, okay, this is a doctor I really like. Go see her. Go talk to her. Go visit her. So it started like that. And initially I would only get like one patient a week, two patients a week. Then the other thing that I think was so powerful that I didn't realize, I'm a huge introvert. People don't realize this about me, but I don't like being out there for prolonged periods of time. And what I realized was through trial and error that my personality style, I did my Myers-Briggs. I looked at my DISC survey. I looked at all of these different personality and strength-based assessments. I work best when I'm just sharing and responding to my own situation and telling stories. So that's what I started doing. I started doing podcasts. I did a couple presentations. I talked to other physicians. I talked to nutritionists. I talked to physical therapists. I talked to occupational therapists. But what I offered to do was to serve first. So can I talk to your, if you're a physical therapist, hey, can I come give a talk to your group about how to best connect with your doctor about your physical therapy needs? How do you talk to your doctor about what you're needing more of from them as it relates to, you know, your integrative medicine concerns? What are the biggest mistakes we make when we advocate for ourselves as people? So I was giving them talks on stuff that I thought would be useful to them, but then sprinkled in a little bit of, and here's my practice. I don't think I won over many of the hearts of their clients as much as I won over the hearts of nutritionists, psychotherapists, occupational therapists, physical therapists, few physicians, because most of them were like, oh, lifestyle, I do that. But it's a little different. And so it's different to be like, go lose 20 pounds than to be like, let's talk about like, what do you think this is about? You know, it's a little bit different. However, when people came back and they were having remarkable results, I think it made a huge difference. And then I was building these relationships. And now even I have four of the people that I collaborated with were, it's sticky because we're in dual relationships. They were like, you know what? You've done such a great job with my clients and my patients. Can I come see you too? So it's just grown. It's blossomed. It's great because I get to decide. It's great because I get to even decide which patients I want to work with. Very different from when I was working in a hospital setting. Very different from inpatient, which is like, okay, here's your admission. And you could have personality disorder to the wazoo, antisocial, borderline and narcissistic personalities with multiple medical comorbidities who are triggered by the white coat. Be your patient and you just have to kind of deal with it. Whereas now I get to really, I take people through a screening process. We do a 20-minute call and I figure out, like, is this a good fit for them? But mainly, is this a good fit for me? You know?
So different.
Yeah.
Tell me, in the beginning, you had said it was a little bit messy. It always is when you're starting a business, and that you were lucky that you had two patients that were entrepreneurs and they looked at things and said, you know, perhaps we could change the system processes a little bit. For someone starting off, what would you recommend, like, is a must? What are some things that you could kind of say, okay, you need this if you're going to start and do this?
Okay. I would mention the three P's, and I learned this from Oscar Hernandez. He is a phenomenal entrepreneur, phenomenal digital marketer, interestingly, but that wasn't the route I chose to go. But he told me business is about three P's: people, process, and products. And people has to come first. And so I was like, Oscar, I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? You know, I was like, process, like, what do you mean? I'm going to see him as a patient. They're going to see me. And, you know, but he's like, no, there's a process by which they reach out. They find out about you. There's a process by which they schedule an appointment. There's a process by which, once they come in and see you, there's a follow-up process. So take me through your process. And what I realized was I didn't have a process, or I didn't have any thought about the process. The people was really clear, like, who do I want to work with as clients or as patients? But also, who do I want on my staff? Who do I want to represent me and everything? So that was a learning curve. And then products, I am a physician. How dare you, like, whittle me down to a product? But let's face it, that's what it is. This is a need that people have, and they're willing to invest time, money, resources in order to get it. And there are other products out there, other physicians, other practices that they go to, but people really need to know what makes you unique. What is the unique aspect that you solve? And I believe that for me, it's that the caring is there. I'm extremely empathic, which most of us are, otherwise we wouldn't be, you know, have gone through this rigorous training, et cetera. And also, it's like, I want to bring the art back to medicine. I want people to feel like they've been, you know, their analytics have been done. We're doing evidence-based things to support them, but it's a very collaborative process. I want them to feel seen. I want them to feel heard. I want them to feel witnessed in whatever it is that they're going through. Because that's what I wanted for myself when I passed out.
Andrea, you have the Level Up program. For someone starting off or someone doing this, would you recommend like a branded program? Because it helps you stand out from somebody else.
Yes, absolutely. And it was the best and the scariest thing I ever did. Because this Level Up program that I have, it is a program that helps take people through a committed process. We're both committing to seeing each other at least on a monthly basis to help them make a specific change that they would like to see, whether it's weight release, whether it's, I want my joint pain to be improved, I want to be able to run around with my grandkids much better, or even I have, you know, perimenopausal women who are like, I would like to feel more energized in my body, or with Hashimoto's, who even is like, you know, what else is out there? What else could I be doing to support myself? And so we set some goals and we set some intentions. Like, the goals are specifically what we would like to see happen. The intentions are, how do I want to show up for myself as I'm going? Like, do I want to be miserable while I'm doing this? Or do I want to be in joy, enthusiasm, inspiration? And sometimes you can meet the goal without meeting the intention. But what's so much more powerful is when you line up a goal with an intention, it's like, that's when miracles occur. That's when people surpass their goals. And so having this program really helped me ground into the value that I'm bringing, and also help them understand that this is not a one and done. Because when I started, people would come one time and then they wouldn't come back. And I was like, what's wrong with me? And I made it about me. And maybe I'm not as good of a physician as I think I am. Maybe they don't like this or they don't like that. And I was in this space that was not a representation of who I am. However, it was extremely affordable. I was paying $200 a month for a half a day of space on the chiropractor's day off. So I had this space. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't pretty. My first patient, I even remember, I forgot to even figure out how to set up an account for a credit card. So I remember the first person coming in and she being like, well, how do I pay you? And I was just like, oh, and like on the spot had to, you know, most of you will probably have that lined up in advance, but because I took a step back and decided to play, made it more playful and more lighthearted, like, okay, I'm just going to evolve into this, even though this feels so uncomfortable to me. And so I figured out a lot of it along the way. Yes, having some processes in place in advance would definitely support you, but people will see you and see what you offer if you allow that to shine. And I think I had a few people at the beginning who really believed in me and they wanted to see me succeed. So there was Oscar and then there's Sky. And so with that, I was able to really course correct very quickly.
And level up.
Yeah.
I want you to help other physicians do this. So you're a consultant, you help other physicians do this. How will they get a hold of you?
They can find me on Facebook at Dr. Leroy, DrLeroy, or my website is www.drleroy.com, DrLeroy.com, all lowercase. Or you can just connect with me through the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Group. Send me a message. I'd love to have a conversation because the momentum will build when more of us are choosing this. And then we realize that what's good for us is also good for everyone around us. It's going to create a dynamic shift in our healthcare ecosystem.
Andrea, thanks for coming on today. This is a godsend. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you like us, please give us a nice review and tell your family and friends about us. We'll see you on another episode.